I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The Creaking Door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of The Creaking Door. The Creaking Door is open. So do come in. Why are you hesitating? Oh, I see. That apparition you met in your nightmare. Oh, yes. Yes, he is here, all right. Ready to drive you out of your mind. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
Determined-looking man steps out of his car onto the muddy dirt road and faces the bleak stone house at the end of the driveway. Hesitating a moment, he turns up his collar against the wind, then walks the long path to the forbidding door.
Keeping me out. You've got no right to force.
I'm coming in whether you like it or not.
What are you doing here?
What am I doing?
You cannot bet.
No point in arguing.
Come on in.
We'll talk in the library.
How did you find this place?
It wasn't easy. You sorted that, didn't you?
In here.
Who was it, Carl? Oh.
All right, Martha. An unexpected visit. You know my wife, Martha, don't you, Alan? Take some on a drink, Martha.
Yeah.
Sit down.
We'll talk. I didn't come all the way out here to make conversation.
Huh? What have you come for then?
What have you done with Julia?
Clear the drinks, Carl.
Alan?
I've asked you what you've done with...
Brother, perhaps Alan would prefer brandy to this.
I prefer nothing.
You shouldn't have done that, Alan. Those glasses are family heirlooms. Very difficult to replace.
What have you two done with Julia?
What have we done? Am I my sister's keeper?
I know she's here, someplace in this house. Don't try to tell me she isn't.
I really wouldn't try to tell you anything in your present condition.
Where is she? Upstairs?
No, Alan.
Upstairs, Mrs. Manning?
Julia isn't here. What's got into you anyway?
It's got into me. You made a good try, but it won't work. Julia and I are getting married, no matter what you do or try.
That is your own personal business, and Julia's. All I can do is to assure you that my sister isn't here.
And you have no idea where she is?
No.
And that's what you'll tell me next.
As a matter of fact, you're right. My wife and I needed a rest. We moved from town and rented this house.
Not according to the agent.
That's ridiculous.
He told me Julia's name is on the lease.
I'm afraid, Alan, you've been misinformed.
I'm going upstairs to look.
Carl?
It's all right, Mark. Let him go.
And when I find her, Julia's leaving her with me.
Carl. Carl, he'll find her now.
I know.
He'll see what she's become.
Yes, Mother. Alan's in for the shock of his life. But there's nothing we can do about it now.
Julia? Julia, are you in here? Julia!
Please leave, Alan. Please.
Julia, what's the matter?
Just do as I ask. Please leave.
No. Why is it so dark in
here? Don't turn that lamp on.
What?
Don't touch that lamp. Keep your hand away from it.
Julia.
You won't turn it on, Alan. Promise you won't.
All right. What has he done to you, Julia?
He?
Your brother, Carl. What have he and his wife done to you?
They've done nothing. Don't you dare say one word against them. Oh, Alan. Why did you try to find me? Why?
How can you ask such a thing? Just a month ago, we were to be married, and then you disappeared.
You've got to leave here at once. Doc, make believe you didn't find me.
What?
You've got to.
No. I'm going to find out what this is all about.
For your own good, Alan. Go away, please. Go away and never come back again.
I'm not budging until you tell me why. Why do you sound so peculiar? Why do you want to remain in the dark?
Alan, please go.
Not until you can look me straight in the eye and tell me you want me to leave.
Alan, don't turn on that lamp.
I'm sorry, Julia, but...
Don't touch it, Julia. Now get out of here. Get out or I'll kill you.
Feeling any better now, Alan?
Yes, my face has stopped bleeding.
The gash is where she clawed you, or rather deep.
Clawed?
Now, can you understand why I said my sister wasn't here?
Carl, what's wrong with her? What is it?
Alan, I know you don't like me, but please, take my advice. Forget you ever knew Julia.
What?
I know it sounds cruel, but it's the best advice I can offer you.
I'm sorry, it's out of the question.
All right. That leaves me no choice but to tell you. Perhaps, after all, it is better that I do.
Tell what?
What's wrong with Julia? I'll have to ask for your complete confidence.
You have it?
Look in the mirror, Alan.
Huh?
Look at those scratches on your face. Well?
What are you driving at?
Don't they seem strange to you?
A moment ago, you used the term clawed. You said I was clawed.
Exactly. Are those marks the marks the human hand would make? Or are they not more like the marks of an animal's claw?
You're not making sense.
The sensible explanation is not to my liking either, Alan. It wasn't easy for me to face it when I first saw the reversion setting in.
Reversion? I don't follow you.
It was semi-dark in the room upstairs, but still you noticed something very peculiar about Julia. Physically, that is.
Well, she was altogether peculiar.
I mean something specific. Her eyes. What did you notice about her eyes?
She kept her face pretty well away from me, but... Now you mention it.
Yes.
I noticed her eyes were...
Oh, God.
Indeed, absurd.
You noticed they were what, Alan?
They were like...
Like the eyes of a cat.
Yes.
In the last 2 weeks, the reversion process has been stepped up, I'm afraid. Already her pupils have expanded to the full iris, and perhaps you've noticed her fear... Or rather, her pathological hatred of light.
Yes, I did.
Her fingers, they're virtual claws now.
Stop it, please. Can't something be done? A doctor.
We've tried everything. If a doctor were to see her now, his only recommendation would be to put her in an institution for the rest of her life. Her unnatural life.
Julia.
I know how you feel. It's quite late, Alan. If you'd like, you may spend the night with us.
Thank you.
Father... Show you upstairs to your room.
It's just not believable.
I know. Too shocking to accept at first.
Carl!
Now can you believe, Alan? Now can you believe every word that I've told you is true? Julia.
Carl.
Julia, where have you been?
Been? I don't know.
You promised me you wouldn't leave this room. I've been looking all over the house and grounds for you. Now, where were you?
Carl, please don't be angry with me. Please.
I'm not angry, but for your own sake, you must do as I say. If you don't, I'll have to...
You'll send me away.
No, Julia. I'll just have to keep the door to this room locked.
Oh, you'll never send me away. You'll never do that.
I promised you, didn't I? Now, come on. Lie down.
Carl, Alan's here tonight.
I know.
You let him see me.
I couldn't help it. He insisted.
You're letting him stay in the house.
You'll go first thing in the morning.
He can't take me away.
You mustn't think about that now.
I scratched him. I hated him. I didn't think I could ever hate Alan.
I told you not to think about it. Everything's going to be all right.
Will it? Oh, will I ever get better?
Of course. Now, just lie back, Julia, and I'll stretch. I'll soothe your forehead. I didn't mean
you
to.
You were going to say so.
No, I...
You were, weren't you? Broke as you would a cat.
No, Julia, I wasn't. You mustn't put words into my mouth. You'll only make things worse for yourself.
What is it?
Come here. Where were you tonight?
No.
Were you out of the house?
I don't remember. Why?
You were with someone. Try to remember.
I can't. Why, Carl?
Never mind. It's nothing.
You're keeping something from me.
No.
You're hiding something behind you. You've got something in your hand.
That's nothing, I tell you.
Let me see. My slipper. My slipper's covered with blood.
Move in world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
Well, well, well. They say a cat has 9 lives. Poor Julia. I wonder how many she has left.
Ah! Oh, Carl! Carl! Carl, look! Look at this.
Easy, Martha.
I can't even the witness is ready. I found him on the floor that way. His throat clawed open.
You better get out of here.
Carl, Carl, what happened?
Don't come in, Julia.
I heard my scream.
Julia, you mustn't look.
That's why there was blood on my slipper. That's why.
Barbara, help me get her out of here.
I was with Alan last night and I killed him. I killed him. She's insane. Julia really believes she's a cat now.
Wasn't that our plan, Martha, to drive her out of her mind?
It's gone too far.
Not at all. It hasn't gone quite far enough yet. You'll howl like a cat again tonight.
No, I won't. We've got to stop this right now. Oh, if she gets worse, she'll kill both of
us. That'd be ridiculous. Julia couldn't kill anybody.
But Alan...
Julia didn't kill Alan.
What?
I killed Alan.
You?
Of course. It was quite necessary.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? Why did you make
me... I wanted to get a legitimate performance out of you when you found his body. I wanted you to be horrified, and I wanted you to recoil from Julia, just as you did.
You're a murderer.
That's a very unpleasant thing to say. I was merely protecting my investment of time and trouble.
You didn't have to commit murder.
Oh, but I did. You see, I hadn't really convinced Alan at all.
How do you know?
I kept my eye on his room after he went up to bed. I saw him steal out and come downstairs here. I listened on the upstairs extension. I heard him telephone Peterson.
And the doctor told him what was wrong with Julia?
He explained to Alan the symptoms of hermit alopecia, day blindness.
And you killed him for that?
Of course.
But why?
You've suddenly turned very sensitive, darling.
I never bargained for murder.
When you want money, as much money as my sister Julia has, you must be prepared to take any step, no matter how violent.
But
what did you expect me to do? Allow Alan to tell Julia that she was suffering from an eye affliction, after I built up in her mind that she was slowly turning into a cat? Or would you choose to allow him to walk out of here and go to the police?
I don't want that money now.
You're just excited. You'll feel differently about it later.
No, I'll never feel differently after what's happened. I told you all along I had a feeling something would happen.
What could possibly happen now? Alan's out of the way. His body will never be found.
I'm not thinking of Alan. I'm thinking of your sister.
What about Julia?
Oh, I'm thinking of the terrible thing we've done to her.
It's a little late to think about that, isn't it?
I don't know. There must be something we can do.
There's only one thing you're going to do, Martha, and that is, as I say,
Carl,
we're
please.
Going to keep working on Julia until she's put away for the rest of her life. We're going to keep at it until I have every cent of hers. Julia, it was only a dream you had.
It's a thing that...
It's only a bad dream, that's all.
I killed again, just like I killed Alan.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Carl, I'd rather be dead than like
no,
this.
No, Julia, please.
I can't stop myself anymore. I get worse and worse. Look at my hands. I'm not really hands anymore. That claw that...
Well, what is it?
I was out.
No, it's just a dream, I told
it
you.
It wasn't a bad dream. I did kill again. My dressing gown, look. Covered with blood.
Julia.
They'll find me now. This time they'll find me and put me away.
I wouldn't let that happen. I promised to take care of you, didn't I?
Oh, yes, Carl.
And I will take care of you always. The very best I can.
When are you going to leave her alone?
When she's beyond help, completely, and only then, Mother.
I can't stand it anymore.
You'll stand as much as I say you can stand. Now get hold of yourself. Won't be much longer.
No, Carl. It won't be much longer.
What do you mean?
You'd better stop now. I'm warning you.
Warning me?
For your own good.
Don't be ridiculous.
You won't listen to me. You won't stop.
Of course not. The plan is perfect. Nothing could go wrong now.
Bought you some lunch, Julia.
Not hungry.
I want to talk to you.
Why did you close the door, Martha? Since Alan died, you've never closed it while you were in here. You were afraid to be alone with me.
I'm not afraid anymore. I'm here to help you.
Help me?
To get away from here.
What?
To get away from Carl. There isn't much time.
I don't want to leave Carl. He's the only one who can help me now.
No, Julia. I'm the only one who can really help you now. You must leave here tonight before it's too late.
You're trying to trick me.
No. Oh, believe me.
You're jealous because Carl is good to me. You've always been jealous.
Please listen. I'm only trying to help. If you stay here, you're lost. You'll end up in an institution. That's what Carl wants.
That's what you want. You want me out of this house so they can get me and put me away.
No, Julia. Oh, you must believe me. At first, I did want that. Carl talked me into it. But now, it's gone too far. Now I only want to save you from Carl. Julia, you're not a murderess.
What?
You didn't kill Alan.
But I did. And the other people I killed.
There were no other people. Only Alan. And you didn't kill him. Carl did.
No. Carl wouldn't do that. He knew I loved Alan when I...
and I was... before this happened to me.
Carl killed Alan. I swear it.
I can't believe
you must. It's your only chance. Carl put the blood on your slipper and on your dressing gown. It is all a trick to drive you out of your mind. And if you don't let me help you tonight, it'll be too late for you.
They'll put me away?
For the rest of your life. Well, Julia?
You help me, Martha. Really?
Yes, in every way I can.
But what can you do now?
I've planned it all. Tonight at dinner, I'll put a sedative in Carl's coffee. By 9, he'll be fast asleep, and I'll be waiting in the car for you. Do you understand?
Yes, Martha, I understand. You'll be waiting for me downstairs in the car at 9 o'clock.
And by the time Carl wakes, you'll be hundreds of miles away from here, safe.
Surprised to see me, Martha.
I...
According to your calculations, I should be fast asleep at this point. Isn't that right?
I don't know what you mean.
Don't waste time fencing. I replaced the sedative with a quite innocuous powder.
You overheard Julia and me.
Not at all. I had no idea of your scheme until Julia told me.
What?
Julia told me everything.
She didn't believe me.
Not a word. She thought you were only trying to trick her. You see, Martha, it was only a waste of your time and your life.
What?
Your life.
Carl.
I can't trust you any longer. That's fairly obvious, isn't it?
Carl, you wouldn't...
I've no other course now.
Oh, you couldn't kill me.
I once told you when you want something badly enough, no step is too violent.
No.
You see this, Martha?
Oh!
This is the iron claw that was used on Alan.
Carl, no. Please.
After I'm finished, I'll call the police. I'll tell them about my sister.
Carl!
My completely insane sister and the horrible thing she's done to my wife.
No.
And then I'll have everything I've worked for. This is Carl Manning. I live on Windmill Road, the last house in from the highway. Please, come right away.
Manning, Windmill Road.
Yes.
Got it. What's wrong?
There's been a murder.
Murder?
Yes. My wife's been clawed to death. Julia. How did you get down here?
I wasn't in my room when you locked it.
Get upstairs immediately.
No, Carl. I'm not going back to that room again. Ever.
Julia, you'll do as I say, or I... Why did you turn out the lights?
I heard everything you said on the phone.
What?
And I saw what you did to Martha in the car.
You...
I wanted you to do that to her. That's why I told you everything.
And you did believe her?
It made no difference. It was too late for me.
Julia, I want those lights on.
No, Carl, I like the dark. Remember, I can only see clearly in the dark. But you can't see me, can you?
Julia, now, listen to me.
I can see in the dark because I'm a cat.
No, Julia.
And you can't hear my steps because I walk on cat feet.
Julia, there's really nothing wrong with you. It's just an eye affliction, that's all.
It's more than that now. I'm more a cat than a human being now. You bounced into the table because you can't see in the dark. You don't have cat's eyes like I have.
You're not a cat, Julia. You're
my
not.
My hands are claws now with sharp, long nails. Nails that can rip and tear and kill.
No, it's only in your mind. You can't kill.
I'm a cat, Carl. You made me one. You turned me into an animal.
Julia, please, to turn on the light.
You'll never see light again, Carl. Ever.
Julia!
The cat's up against the window now. Behind you is the steep cliff. You're in a corner and you can't get out. You're a mouse trapped in a corner by a cat.
Julia, stand back, don't!
A mouse trapped by a cat. Oh, for you!
Taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5s today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door, of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5's Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present